This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You're listening to live courtroom coverage of the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
All right, you're going to come right up here. My clerk will swear you in. You're going to stand right here. You're going to walk around the court reporter here and have a seat just to my left.
Thank you. Would you please introduce yourself to the jury?
My name is Serena Sharp.
I'm going to have you pull in a little or move the mic down a little closer to you so we can hear you. Thank you. How old are you, Serena?
How old am I? 51.
And where are you living currently? What state? What city?
Arizona, Queen Creek.
Okay. And where did you live back in 2019, 2018?
Connecticut.
Okay. When did you move to Arizona?
It was right before COVID, so 2019.
You recall, I know we don't have a lot of weather here, but summer, winter, fall?
Definitely summer. It was hot. I think it was end of July, August, but we closed on our house September.
Are you a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints?
Yes.
Were you raised in this church?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself a spiritual person?
Yes.
I want to talk to you about a group, Preparing the People. Have you ever attended any of their events?
Yes, two.
Can you tell us what those are?
They were conferences that helped people prepare physically and spiritually for emergency preparedness and the second coming of the Lord.
And you said you attended a couple of those conferences?
Yes.
Are they located sort of around the country?
Yes.
Did you ever attend one of those conferences here in Arizona?
I did.
Do you recall when that was?
It was November of 2018.
When you decided to come to this conference in November of 2018, did you know anyone here?
Two people. One just from over the phone conversations, Melanie Gibb and Jason Mao.
So did you have any place to stay when you came here? What was your thoughts as you're coming in for this conference?
Both of them invited me to stay at their homes.
And what was your plan? Who did you think you were going to stay with?
I thought I was going to stay with Melanie Gibb because she offered to pick me up at the airport as well, so that I didn't need to rent a car.
Did you know Arizona well?
Not at all, no.
So were you picked up by Melanie Gibb?
Yes.
And did you stay at her house?
No.
Where did you stay?
After she picked me up, she said that instead of her house, because her whole family was home and it was busy and chaotic, we were going to stay at her friend's house, whose family was gone for the weekend and had a bunch of people for the conference staying there.
Okay. Who was that?
That was Lori.
Did you know her last name or did you learn it?
I learned it when I got there. I had never heard or had met her before.
What was her last name?
Vallow.
Okay. So you told us you didn't know Lori Vallow prior to just coming to stay at her house.
No.
Do you see her in the courtroom today?
Yes.
Can you point her out and tell us what she's wearing?
She's right there with glasses on and blonde hair and a black jacket.
Your Honor, may the record reflect the witnesses identified the defendant.
It shall.
Do you recall who else was staying at Lori's house that weekend?
There was a lot of people, and I was meeting everybody for the first time, so I don't recall everybody, but I do know Lori was there and Melanie was there.
Did you ever meet Chad Daybell?
Yes, he was there as well.
Was that the first time you met him?
Yes.
So during this event, are you going between Lori's home and to a location where the conference is at?
Correct.
Okay. And did you ever talk with Chad Daybell outside of, did you ever talk with him that weekend?
Yes.
Okay. Did you ever talk with him after that November 2018 conference here in Arizona?
Yes.
When else did you see or talk with him?
I saw him at another Preparing a People conference in February.
So that's 2019 now?
Yes.
After the November one?
Correct.
Where was that one?
That was in Idaho.
And did you ever contemplate moving to Idaho?
Yes.
Did you ever meet with him in Idaho did you learn he lived there?
Yeah. When did I learn?
Did you learn that he lived in Idaho?
Yes.
And did you ever, in fact, meet with him in Idaho to kind of talk about possibly moving there?
Yes. I was actually house hunting with a realtor and in the city that he lived, so we connected for a few minutes.
What city was that?
Rexburg.
Did you know if Chad was married at that time?
Yes.
Okay. When you were staying at Lori's house in Phoenix in November of 2018, did you understand her to be married?
Yes.
At that time, did you have any idea that Lori and Chad were having an affair?
No idea.
After you met Lori at this and stayed at her house, did you have any more conversations with her, texts or phone calls?
Yes.
Were you ever invited back out to Arizona?
Yes.
When was that?
That was in March of 2019 for Girls Weekend.
What was the girls' weekend going to be?
It was a few girls coming together for a girls' weekend. So,
whose house? Where was it going to be?
That was at Zulema's house, and I think from my memory, she's the one who invited me and started that girls' weekend idea.
Had you met Zulema before?
Yes.
Where did you meet her?
I think I met her at the first Preparing a People conference I came to, which was the November 2018 here in Arizona.
Okay. And had you talked with her as well between that November time and when you came out in March?
Yes.
Who else was part of this Girls Weekend that you recall?
It was Lori and Melanie Gibb, Zulema, Christina, Nicole, and myself. I think that's it.
Okay. Now, were all of you women members of the LDS Church?
Yes.
During this time, did Lori ever tell you things about her beliefs that seemed to go against what you understood or what you were taught through the LDS Church?
Yes.
Did Lori ever tell you that she did not need to repent?
Yes, she did.
What does repenting mean?
Repenting means turning to God and confessing our sins and repairing our relationship with Him so that He can take on our sins for us and we can become better people through Him and seek His forgiveness.
Do you recall what Lori told you about not needing to repent anymore?
What I remember is she's had a couple of verses in the Bible that she pulled out and read and then said, I believe something to the effect of, I believe we don't need to repent anymore.
Did that stand out to you?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Was that shocking to you?
Pardon?
Was that concerning to you?
Very.
I think you just said you were shocked by it.
Yes.
And was that against your religion?
Correct.
Did she ever express to you and this group that all of you might not need to repent?
I don't remember the specifics of it. If she was trying to apply that to us or just to her, I don't remember. I just remember she said we, or generally, I don't remember the specific words she used, but that there was not a need for repentance anymore.
Do you recall, have you been interviewed by the police a couple different times?
Yes.
Do you recall being interviewed in April of 2021?
Was that the Chandler Police Department?
At the police department instead of at your home?
Yes.
Do you recall saying to the detectives then that she said, we don't need to repent anymore. We've come to that stage. And then you were asked, when she said we, was she talking about like her and Chad or all you guys? And you said she was trying to get all of us to believe that. Mm-hmm. You recall saying that?
I don't recall saying that, but if that's in the transcripts, that was much closer to the time when it was said. It's been a few years. I don't remember exactly what was said anymore.
So your memory back then would have been better than now?
For sure.
So if you had told the police back then that she was trying to, in fact, tell everyone that you could follow along with this belief of not repenting, you would have been truthful to the police back then.
Of course, yes.
Do you recall Lori ever talking to you about people having dark and light levels assigned to them?
Yes, I do.
And do you recall Lori ever talking about not needing to repent because she was translated?
I don't remember her using that specific word, but
that turned off. What do you recall her saying with regards to that?
I remember her talking about changing physically and spiritually. Those are the two I remember.
And by changing physically, what do you recall of that?
Just being filled with more light and knowledge so that we could become closer to God.
So is that sort of the same as when we're talking about being translated?
Yes. Okay. I just don't remember that her saying that specific word.
Okay. So the concept was the same, mm-hmm. whether or not she said that word, you don't recall now.
Correct.
Did Lori ever talk to you either that weekend or prior to that about casting?
Yes.
Do you recall if Lori was the person who brought up casting?
I believe she was, from my memory.
Do you recall if she talked to you about casting on more than one occasion?
Yes.
Now, how many times do you recall that she had brought this up?
I don't know how many times.
It was more than once?
Yes, it was more than once.
Did she ever bring it up while you were talking or Zoom talking like we used to do in the pandemic?
I never Zoom called with her. Did I don't.
Phone call?
Phone calls. Yes.
So at least one phone call you recall mm-hmm. that she brought up casting?
That I remember one phone call. There might have been others. I just don't remember.
What, so was that phone call, to the best of your memory, before this girls' weekend in March of 2019?
From my memory, I think it was after, okay. but.
So then let's talk about the weekend of March, the girls' weekend in March of 2019.
Okay.
Did Lori bring up casting there?
Yes, she did.
And the other time when Lori had talked about casting, whether it was before or after, was this to sort of cleanse society, sort of a generic, I don't want to say generic, but to try to cleanse evil from an area or a population, not a specific person?
Yes, it was like generally a cleanse or casting out evil.
Have you on your own sort of prayed to get rid of evil?
Yes, I have.
Is that sort of a personal casting that you've done? If we want to term it that way.
Yeah, I wouldn't term it that way, but yes.
Okay. Would you just term it as you're praying for the better of the world?
Praying and or casting out evil, yes, in the name of Jesus Christ.
But you said you had never used casting as a term before.
No.
Okay. So Lori was the one using this word casting?
I don't recall her using that word. I think she was also saying casting out from my memory.
So casting out.
Mm-hmm.
When yes. you met up on this girls'
weekend. I'm sorry, was the last answer a yes?
This was the first, I guess, Lori was the one using the term casting out.
Yes.
Okay. On this March girls' weekend trip, do you recall having Lori ask everyone to help cast out as to a specific person?
Yes.
Can you tell us who that was?
It was her husband, Charles.
Had you ever met Charles before?
Vague memory, but it was a quick, I think, meet as I was leaving Arizona for the Preparing a People conference in November. I was going to the airport, and I think he was coming in at the same time. Again, it was pretty chaotic.
Yeah.
But I think that's when we met very briefly.
Oh, he was kind of coming home, and you were leaving.
Yes.
Okay. Did this seem unusual to you to do this, to be asked to cast out as to a specific person?
Yes. But not... Did you say unusual?
Yeah, did it stand out to you, her asking you to cast out as to her husband?
Yes, it stood out to me.
During this weekend, did Lori talk to you about her husband, Charles Vallow, being possessed?
Yes, she did.
What do you recall about her talking about her husband being possessed?
I recall that she spoke about her husband being possessed by an evil spirit, and she named the evil spirit.
Do you recall what the name was?
Yes.
What was it?
It was Ned.
N-E-D? Ned?
N-E-D.
When you heard this, did that stand out to you as well?
Very much, yes. Very unusual.
Are you someone who questions things, or
yeah,
do you just go with the flow?
I question things.
So you're hearing these things from Lori that are standing out to you, some of them very against your religious beliefs. Are you starting to ask about some of these things?
Yes. I remember I was asking a lot of questions about the repentance thing she brought up. And I remember asking and talking to some of the other ladies about the casting out in a group setting before, or stuff like that.
Do you recall Lori Vallow telling you that her husband Charles was no longer Charles, that he was now this possessed person?
Yes.
When Lori was talking to you about Ned, was she explaining that this evil spirit was now in the body of her husband?
I don't know if she used those exact terms, but that was the impression I got, yes.
So the word she used expressed to you that idea that this evil spirit, Ned, was now in her husband's body.
Yes.
So, did you ever hear Lori use the term zombie?
I did.
Is that another thing that kind of stuck out to you?
Very much.
In listening to Lori, did zombie sort of come to, did you understand that to mean someone whose body was possessed by an evil spirit?
Prior to this, I had thought zombie was like a Hollywood thing, but she tried to relate the zombie and correlate that to the evil spirit that was inside of somebody.
Like her husband.
Like her husband, yes.
Did you ever start to question Lori about zombies and these evil spirits inhabiting her husband's body? Did you try to question her about that?
I don't recall specifically. Okay.
When you started questioning her, at least about repenting that you recall, did you see a difference in how you were treated?
Soon after that girls' weekend, yes.
So let's talk about the group casting. What happened? What did you guys do for this group casting for her husband, Charles?
All the ladies came together, and we were all in the same room just talking, and I remember coming together I don't remember if we were standing or sitting, but I remember Lori started and asked for this help for her husband because she needed to cast out this evil spirit. And she asked to just go around the room and each of us take turns casting out to see if we could get rid of this evil spirit within him.
Ned. And this was the first time you'd ever had anyone ask you to be part of some group to cast out.
Yes.
And a group to cast out a evil spirit as to a specific person.
I've never done that in a group setting before. That was, never even heard of that before.
After this weekend, let me ask you, how many days do you recall that you were here?
For which?
That March.
That March?
Yeah.
Just a couple days. I don't recall how many. Just a couple days, though.
Okay. So,
like a weekend, maybe?
Just the weekend type of thing.
Approximately.
During that time, do you recall just the one evening where Lori had asked you and the other women to cast out this evil spirit and her husband? Was there just one incident that weekend that you recall?
One incident? I'm sorry, I don't understand the question.
Over the March Girls Weekend, mm-hmm. was there just the one time where Lori asked the group to cast out Ned from her husband?
From my memory, yes, I think so.
Had you heard on, though, more than one occasion, Lori saying that her husband was possessed?
More than one occasion on that weekend, or like...
Or either that weekend, or had you previously heard that?
I don't recall previously hearing that. And I don't remember hearing it after how many times she said that.
Was it discussed throughout the weekend?
I believe so.
Let's go ahead and recess for lunch. We'll resume at 1:30 p.m. I'll tell the jurors to remember the admonition.
All rise for the jury.
All right, back on the record. The jury's not present. The parties are present. Are you ready to bring the jury in?
Say it is.
Defense ready?
Sure, Your Honor.
Is your paralegal coming?
My investigator should be here, but I don't know if he's running behind.
Okay. All right, let's bring the jury in. The state can proceed with this one.
Thank you. So we were talking before lunch, and you have told us that you sort of spent two weekends getting to know Lori Vallow, correct?
Yes.
That was the November of 2018 visit?
With a lot of other people there, correct? Yeah.
And then the March of 2019 visit?
Yes, the girls' weekend.
And that was a much smaller group of people.
Correct.
And I think you had said that as Lori started expressing some of these beliefs that went against the LDS religion, that you started sort of questioning her about this.
Correct.
After that, did you feel like she started pulling away or limiting her contact with you?
Yes.
You told us that you had moved to Arizona in end of July or August-ish of 2019, correct?
Yes.
Did you ever see Lori again after you moved to Arizona?
Twice more.
Can you talk to us the first time that you saw her?
The first time I saw her, Zulema organized a girls' lunch to welcome me, she said. And so Lori was there. She came with Alex, her brother. And basically I said hi. And not much more than that. She sat on the other side of the restaurant, opposite of me. So, and not much contact there, but.
Okay. And then what was the other contact you had with her?
I can't remember how it was organized. Perhaps at that lunch, Lori invited the women over to her house to just talk. And she had just lost her husband. And I don't know if I was included by accident or how that happened. I don't remember exactly, but I did go over to her house that night because here's somebody that I knew and she had just lost her husband, which that's a big deal. And I wanted to find out how she was doing and what was going on.
Did you know anything at that time about the loss of her husband? Like how, what had happened?
I had heard vague things, but I had been across the country, so I didn't know any particulars.
Do you recall who was at the house that night?
Multiple women, but I actually don't remember who was there. I think Melanie Gibb was there, and then a few other ladies, but I actually don't remember who.
And do you recall... was this that still that same time frame of like either the end of July or the beginning of August?
Yes.
Okay. Can you describe for us Lori's demeanor at this meeting, this gathering at her house?
I would assume, like in my estimation, it was more like stoic. I didn't see any like mourning or crying.
After that contact with Lori, did you ever see her again?
No.
Did you know that she had moved out of state?
No, not till long after she already had.
Did you know that she had married Chad Daybell?
Nope.
So basically after paying your condolences, that was sort of the end of your contact friendship with Lori Vallow?
Yes. I think there might have been a few texts after that just to check up on her and see how she was doing. She had just lost her husband again. So, and I think she was trying to figure out how to move forward and I was concerned. So, but nothing of substance.
Was your interactions with her via text very limited?
Yes.
No other questions, Your Honor.
Cross-examination.
Ms. Sharp, did you take an oath when you came into this courtroom today?
Yes, I did.
Did you raise your hand?
Yes, I did.
Did you swear to tell the truth?
Yes, I did.
The whole truth?
Yes.
Nothing but the truth?
Yes.
So help you who?
God.
So can we agree that this court acknowledges that your testimony here today will be accountable to God?
Your Honor, I don't object to the relevance of this.
Sustained.
Your Honor, they brought up the religion.
Ask for a response. It's sustained. Ask the next question.
Do you believe that your testimony here will be accountable to God?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Sharp, how many times did we meet in person?
Four.
How many one-on-one conversations during those meetings do you think that we actually had? Just you and me. Nobody else around. Just you and me.
Maybe two.
two conversations in our whole lives,
maybe
just
three,
me and you.
You said during those meetings.
During the four times that we saw each other in person,
mm-hmm.
how many times did you and I have a one-on-one conversation where other people were not in the conversation? Just me and you.
I can remember three.
Okay. And how many times did we communicate on the phone?
Do you want me to estimate? I don't remember how many times.
Sure, just an estimate.
I'm not sure how to estimate that. Multiple times?
Like more than 10 or less than 10?
Probably more than 10.
More than 20?
I don't remember.
Okay. And text messages, the same. How many times do you think that we conversed via text?
I don't know. I'm not sure how to answer that again.
Okay, so would it...
Multiple times.
Okay. So would it be fair to say that... some of the things that you remember are from other people and not actually from me to you directly?
Perhaps.
Okay. So in the instance when you said that I mentioned to you something about zombies, I would like to know what I said to you exactly verbatim about zombies.
Well, that was, I remember we talked about zombies in 2019 for the girls' weekend. You had mentioned zombies.
I mentioned zombies at that weekend out of my mouth and not someone else, but me.
Object to argumentative.
Overruled, you can ask. Why don't you rephrase that question?
Okay. So you're saying, under oath, that I said the word zombies at that meeting. Or I'll go with that.
To the best of my recollection, it was that weekend during the girls' weekend, 2019.
And
again, that was 6 years ago. So like verbatim, I don't remember verbatim, but I think it was that weekend.
So it could have been that someone else was talking to you about zombies, but I was actually there also. Is that correct?
I'm going to object that the witness has answered that question and said it was her.
Overruled. She can answer.
Would you mind restating, please?
Is it possible that someone else said the word zombie and not me at that meeting when we were all there with the girls?
It's possible, but I don't think it was. I think.
Then what did I say exactly about zombies? I want to know the sentence I said to you about zombies.
Hold on.
Again, yes.
Ask questions, okay?
I object to asked and answered.
So rephrase your question.
What sentence did I say to you with the word zombie in it?
I'm going to object to asked and answered.
Technically, it has been asked and answered, but go ahead and answer.
Again, I don't remember verbatim. That was, 6 years ago?
So it could be possible that it really never came out of my mouth. Is that true?
Okay, I'm going to object again to asked and answered now a third time.
Sustained.
Ms. Sharp, who are the three Nephites in the Book of Mormon?
The three Nephites? I'm sorry, I don't understand the question.
In 3 Nephi 28, the three Nephites, do you know who they are?
Off the top of my head, no.
You do not know who they are?
No, not off the top of my head.
Okay. In the Bible, do you know of John the Revelator?
Yes.
Do you know of John the Revelator being translated?
I don't remember that, but...
You don't remember that? What about in the Old Testament, Elijah? Was he translated?
Your Honor, Honor, I'm going to object to relevance.
What's the relevance?
I've been accused of being out of the scope of the LDS religion when this is exactly in the scope of the LDS religion.
All right, I guess to the extent you're comparing yourself to these biblical figures, I'll allow it.
Was Elisha translated? Yes, I believe so.
Okay. But you don't know that John the Revelator was translated as well?
I can't remember.
And then the three Nephites in the Book of Mormon, they're translated as well?
No, there were three. You asked me their names. I don't remember their names.
I wasn't asking their names. I said, do you know who they are? As in, are you aware of them? I'm sorry. I'll be more specific. Are you aware of the three Nephites in the Book of Mormon?
Yes.
That they were translated?
Yes.
So is it fair to say that that isn't uncommon in the Christian belief system? To believe in people being translated.
I don't know if I'm qualified to answer that question for all of Christianity.
Okay. Are you a Christian that believes in the Bible?
Yes.
I object, Your Honor, to relevance.
I'll allow it briefly, but hurry up and make your point.
Yes, I believe in the Bible, of course.
And Elijah in the Bible is translated, right?
Yes.
And you believe in that, right?
Yes.
And you're a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, is that correct?
Correct.
So that would not be out of the scope of what you believe. That's all I'm asking.
Correct.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Thank you. So when we were having this girls' weekend, what else did we do besides one prayer?
I remember going out to lunch,
mm-hmm.
and we went to the temple, and we did service projects.
So we had a typical fun girls' weekend?
Yes.
With 5 minutes of a prayer?
I don't remember how long that prayer was.
But basically, out of the 72 hours that we got together, 5 minutes of it we spent actually praying.
Again, I don't remember how long the prayer was, but that was not, from my perspective, the focus or majority of our time spent.
Okay. How long would you say that prayer was? 10 minutes? Longer?
I don't recall.
Okay. But a tiny portion of our whole fun weekend, right?
This is a small portion, yes.
Okay. How many communications have you had over the past 5 years with Christina Atwood?
Many.
Like how many?
Again, I'm not sure how to estimate that.
Daily, weekly, monthly?
Weekly for sure, sometimes daily.
Okay. So would you say over the past 5 years that your relationship has grown with Christina?
Yes.
And are you related now?
To Christina?
Uh-huh.
No, we're not related.
Oh, as in-laws?
No.
Okay. I wondered. I didn't know.
No.
Your Honor, again, I'm going to ask that the defendant be told not to comment about the questions and testify.
Yes. The jury should disregard that comment after the answer.
Are you still in contact with Zulema? Pastenis?
No, I haven't had contact with her in a while.
Are you in contact with Kay Woodcock?
Who? I'm sorry?
Kay Woodcock?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Are you still in contact with Nicole Earle?
Yes.
How often?
Often. Again.
Weekly or daily?
Weekly, sometimes daily.
Okay. What about Melanie Gibb? Are you still in contact with her?
No. I run into her occasionally, but...
You said also in your testimony earlier that I said that I believe I don't need to repent and you are shocked. Is that correct?
Yes.
What did I say to you exactly?
Again, I don't remember verbatim. That was over 6 years ago, but something to the effect of you didn't need to repent. Again, I don't know exactly, but... Or we didn't need to repent, whatever it was. But yes, that's what I remember.
What was the context of that conversation? Like, how would that come up? I'm like, how would that come up?
I don't remember what we were talking about or how that subject was brought to the forefront. But it was, I definitely remember that comment.
You remember that coming out of my mouth? To you specifically, not from someone else, but from me to you directly.
Yes, and it was, I think, in front of all of us, but I'm not very clear on that. I think it was to all of us from you.
So was I teaching a class that you attended and said something in that regard?
No.
Why would I be the one speaking?
Sometimes we take turns when we speak.
Speculation as to why the defendant would be speaking?
I'll let the answer stand, she answered.
You said something about being uncomfortable on that weekend. Is that correct? With some of the topics?
Yes.
Why didn't you just leave if you were so uncomfortable?
I was uncomfortable with some of the topics, but I was still there with friends, and I had flown across the country, so it was not easy to leave, and I didn't feel like I needed to leave at that point.
But you're a grown woman, right? You have your own mind and ideas?
Yes, of course.
So would it be fair to say that you didn't disagree so much at the time, but now looking back on it, you disagree?
I don't think that's a fair comment, no.
And would it also be fair to say that we had a good time that weekend?
Yes, we did have a good time.
And that now you've changed your mind a little bit?
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question. Change my mind about what?
About what made you uncomfortable?
No, I didn't change my mind.
You had mentioned something about... You were interviewed by the police a couple of times. Is that correct?
Yes.
How many times?
Twice.
Who were you interviewed by?
The first time a detective came to my home, his name was Nate Moffitt, I think.
Okay. When was that about, approximately?
I want to say spring 2020.
Okay. How long was that interview?
I don't remember.
Like an hour or less or?
And Your Honor, the witness has already answered the question. She doesn't remember.
Can you estimate how long that interview was?
Well, from my memory, I don't remember it well. I thought it was only a few minutes, but
okay.
I think it was longer than that, perhaps.
Longer than a few minutes?
Yes.
What about your second interview? Who was that with?
That was with two detectives from Idaho.
And where did that take place?
In the Chandler Police Station.
And how long was that interview?
That one I remember being longer, for sure. Over an hour, perhaps an hour and a half.
And what did you exactly have to contribute to the police for an hour and a half with someone that you have only met three times in person in your life?
Objection, speculation, relevance.
Sustain.
What were they interested in you telling them?
And I'm going to object to speculation, relevance.
Sustain.
What did you tell them about me in those interviews?
Objection, overbroad.
Well,
foundation.
Also calls for hearsay.
Yeah.
Sustain.
Do you feel like you have something to offer here today in relation to the crime that I'm charged with?
Objection, relevance goes to the final opinion.
Sustained.
Ms. Sharp, did you see or hear or personally witness me conspire with my brother or anyone else to murder my husband, Charles Vallow?
No, I did not.
Thank you. No more questions.
Redirect.
You were asked a lot about taking an oath. Do you take that seriously?
Yes, I do.
Is everything that you told the jury here today the truth to the best of your knowledge?
To the best of my memory and knowledge, yes.
So when you don't remember something, you've been asked to try to guess. You don't remember how long something is, but you're not making up things in here.
I'm trying not to. I'm trying to go for my best memory.
It's been 6 years since you attended these meetings, correct?
Correct.
So you don't remember the number of phone calls that you and Lori had 6 years ago?
No, not at all.
You didn't keep tally marks of them through your days, put them on your nightstand so you could remember it later?
No.
How about the text messages? You tally those up for you so later on you'd be able to remember that you had 50 of them or 100 or whatever it was?
No, definitely not.
Are there things that stand out in your memory that you recall very well?
Yes, there are.
Is one of those the fact that Lori Vallow told you that you didn't need to repent or that she didn't need to repent?
Yes.
Was another one of them her telling you that her husband was possessed by an evil spirit that she named Ned?
Yes, definitely remember that clearly.
You were asked about whether being translated was something unusual to you. When you are reading the Book of Mormon or the Bible, are there biblical figures within those books who are translated beings?
Yes.
Was it not something that you had heard people tell you that they were?
Correct. And I never heard that before.
So you read about it?
Yes.
By prophets and people like that?
Yes.
You were also asked about that girls' weekend, and I believe that the defendant said that you did a prayer. So you have more than one prayer over the weekend? Did you guys pray together?
I can't remember specifically, but I assume we prayed over the food and we prayed over, you know, there was probably multiple prayers, my guess.
Is that different than when you guys met to do the to cast out the evil spirit of Ned inside of Charles Vallow?
Yes, it felt different.
So you wouldn't equate a prayer as identical to doing a cast out?
Correct. They're different kinds of prayers.
You were asked about why you stayed there that weekend. As someone who was a grown woman and strong in your faith, did you in fact question Lori when she talked about not needing to repent?
I don't remember how I responded. I definitely pondered that for a while. I remember talking to others. I can't remember if I spoke specifically with Lori about that at that time.
You were, even though that was something you knew not to be within your faith, you didn't just pack up and run away?
No.
Were there other women there that you were also friends with?
Yes.
People who you're still friends with?
Yes.
These women that you are still friends with, is anything about your relationship with them changed the fact that you remember Lori saying she didn't want to repent?
I don't think so.
Like you didn't say, hey, Christina, I feel like just making up something to say against Lori. What do you think we should talk about?
No.
You didn't sidle up to Nicole and say, Nicole, let's make up a story about Charles being possessed by Ned. What do you think?
No.
Those are just your memories.
Those are my memories.
I have no other questions, Your Honor.
Are there any questions from any member of the jury? If so, please pass those questions forward. I'm not seeing any. All right, you can step down, ma'am.
Thank you.
Stay in contact.
Thank you.
There's more live courtroom coverage coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a second from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.